I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I'm really excited about Mandy Froelich. She is a holistic financial planner. I found about a month and a half ago, just kind of LinkedIn has been like an awesome networking opportunity. We've been growing our consulting team. I've been looking for some great financial planners, business consultants that really understand midwives. So Mandy, I would love for you to introduce yourself and then we can kind of dive into some questions that I get commonly asked. I think your expertise will be perfect for.
Okay, you got it. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me on. And it's been so lovely getting to meet you and work with you. And I look forward to just continuing to do more work within the alternative health practitioner realm, midwives, chiropractors, and all of that. So hi, I'm Mandy. and I'm with Black Hills Financial Planning. I work primarily as a financial planner and do some business analysis work as well too. And I have a very different background than a lot of financial planners or advisors. And that's because for the first 8 years of my career, I actually worked in the holistic health industry. And so I lived abroad for about 5 years working as a chef, holistic nutritionist, AC certified personal trainer, body worker. And I fell in love with the people who do this type of work, most importantly, because we all need a little bit of more nurturing. But it was when I came back to the United States that I realized that, you know, for most people, it's financial disparity and the inability to actually plan ahead and invest in those things such as good, healthy nutrition or regular acupuncture or working with a midwife and just having more of a holistic viewpoint that prohibits many of us, individuals and families, from living better lives and taking care of ourselves. And that just permeates everything else as well. And so that's where I had a big aha moment. Went back to school for business and accounting, became a licensed financial advisor, partnership with Foundation of Wealth Partners. And now I just, the last few years, have been in and out of helping all different types of holistic health practitioners really put themselves front and center when it comes to getting clear on their goals and how they want to build their businesses. And I think there's a lot that we can do that's complementary in terms of helping them from a financial perspective to succeeding in business. And that's kind of a nutshell where my passion and focus comes through when it comes to holistic financial planning. And we'll talk more about what that exactly means, but there's a bit of a background.
Well, I think it's amazing. Mandy, you and I are very similar because I had worked for a little while in the financial advisory world because I had been a practitioner for so long. And I was like, okay, it doesn't matter how great of a midwife or a Reiki instructor or acupuncturist you are. If you can't make your numbers work and your bills and your overhead, you can't serve people. Like, you and I went into this direction of like, we need more business education and financial education for alternative practitioners. If we want alternative medicine to grow and thrive, or even ourselves, it's a non-covered service with many insurance plans. So if you want to have where your finances aren't restricting what care options and choices you want for yourself, it comes to money. So like, you and I come from a very similar passion direction for consumers and health care. And holistic financial planning was what jumped out to me because I'm like, we need that allopathic financial resources, not the traditional financial resources. So Mandy, how do you do things differently compared to the average financial planner?
Yeah, it's a great question. So when we say holistic financial planning, there's a couple components in there. So in the same sense that an alternative practitioner might look at the whole person, the whole body from mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, in a similar sense, holistic financial planning is really looking at the different aspects of your life that are vital to creating a good foundation for you to build off of. And so we're not just looking at purely retirement or just how you're budgeting. It's really understanding who you are as a person. What are your goals with your family? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? And then we kind of dive into the functional nuts and bolts of foundational planning, which our firm teaches a four-pillar approach. So it's debt elimination, not consolidation, not kicking the can down the road another 20 years.
Estate don't want to take after the government. You're trying to teach them the other way to do it.
Yeah, we like to teach self-sufficiency and really helping people understand how to have more freedom and control in their own lives, because there are strategies that have been around for decades that some of the wealthiest families, as you know, have been employing. And this information just doesn't trickle down to the masses. And so we're education oriented, first and foremost, we're community oriented, where, you know, I'll sit down and have several meetings over coffee with people just to teach them ins and outs. And we don't charge anything for that, because at the end of the day, an educated client is the best client. And my purpose here, my team's purpose, is to help empower people and give them the information they need to figure out how to move forward next. And so kind of bringing it back to the foundational planning approach, the four pillars, we have that debt elimination, because most people are spending up to, let's see, 3/4 of what they make every month going back out towards compounding interest and taxes. We want to help people keep more of that and also be able to free up money to have more cash flow to reinvest in strategies that are going to help them get ahead and create that legacy. We also focus on estate planning, so asset protection, avoiding probate, taking care of your family, having documents in place like power of attorney, power of medical or financial as well too. And we also have a focus on guaranteed retirement, making sure that our clients know 100% they're going to retire when they want, how they want, and then long-term care planning as well. Because especially working in the healthcare industry, I think a lot of us have been exposed to the downfalls of the current state of being things when it comes to most people having to liquidate their assets or rely on family to give them the type of care they need later in life. And there's so much more I could say on that, but that's a grounded approach, I suppose, to the holistic financial planning. And then beyond that, it's really relationship based. I'm here to help people not only learn more about what's available to them, but feel confident in how they move forward with their financial health as well.
Yeah. Well, I think the part I like the most with you, one, you're an independent financial practitioner, plus you're holistic based. Like, I've read your blog posts, your mindset, your philosophy. There's so many ways to think about finances. And you and I have a very similar model, because we've done the same thing. We grew up where most the average middle-class person, they're doing what their parents taught them. And it's the cyclical mindset. And I'm like, you don't just save for a rainy day, work for the same company forever and put into stocks, bonds, mutual funds. That's not what the rich are doing. Like, we need to stop this barrier, because they're not exposed to that. You don't have rich friends. Parents aren't rich. Like, it's a different mindset. It's a different thought. You and I really challenge people. Your time is your most valuable asset. How can we create income streams in your life? These aren't unicorns. These aren't myths. Like, how do we reshift things? You have so much value to give to the world to create other income streams, versus you just work more and more time to make more money, because eventually you're going to run out of that. So you and I have very similar philosophies, and especially, I'm not going to say, but when I used to work for the other company, it's a great longstanding company, but you could only promote the products that you sold, or the ones that got the highest cut somehow got a bias, versus that was really what was best for people. So I really love when there's not that conflict, that pressure of a sales and a tiered, and you join a team and to stay on, you have to hit this productivity level. People don't realize in the backdrops, these financial planners may have a different opinion they want to give you based on the corporation they work for. They can't. So yeah. Tell a little bit about the difference between independent financial planners and what you offer as that alternative therapy approach.
Oh, I love it. Love how you explain that. Yeah, so there's essentially two different modes of being. One, you can be a captive agent, and that's a similar situation in terms of working primarily with one company, so like Edward Jones or State Farm. And if you contract with them, essentially any clients that you work with become their book of business. And so you're able to help some more people because you're under a larger umbrella in that sense. But at the same time, you don't really retain that client relationship, which is different than how I work, which my clients will be my clients forever, as long as they want to keep working with me. It's just something I really value. Secondly, just like you said, there are so many different types of strategies and tools out there. And when you are a captive agent, you can only promote those types of strategies to clients. You can't say, for instance, and I've had someone who's a captive agent tell me, you know, I agree with you about 401ks, but I could never say that, you know, my company would come down on me when it comes to 401ks, which is something most people think is a great investment option. But they don't understand that they have a partner in that 401k, that there's no guarantee of a company match. There's no guarantee that they're actually going to retain what they put into that because it's still a risk in the stock market.
Well, especially nowadays, the unreliability of the stock market and a lot of the data they're using is so manipulated. Like, it drives me crazy. I would sit in these meetings. They're like, oh, the stock market always goes up. And I'm like, yeah, the last 15 years because of the Federal Reserve. But if you look at the last 100 years, no, like the Great Depression, like it took them 45 years to break even to what they lost. But the data is so skewed. And you and I are on that same core belief. Like, we want to diversify not just your skills and your revenue streams. You could choose a little in the stocks. What about commodities? What about real estate? What about business ownership? What about royalties and courses? Like, you and I get people to think outside the box of diversifying isn't just, I'm going to put all my money in a 401k and then it's stocks, bonds, mutual funds. That's not diversification. I mean, you and I could talk so much about the struggling banking system and all these bonds that were in SVB. They didn't get bailed out with the FDIC. Like, you and I can go down the rabbit hole. But for the average person listening to this, it gets me excited because I'm like, people need to know this stuff. You and I are about financial empowerment, woman empowerment, family empowerment. We started initially in healthcare and we saw the bigger impact that finances has to everything. We could try to make you as healthy as possible, but you're gonna have stress and now you can't choose XYZ services because the money's not there. You now lost some quality time with your kids and you couldn't do the vacation. You couldn't do all these life bucket things you wanted to do because of money. So I'm excited for you joining the team, Mandy. I really, really am. And I think it should be important for the midwives to hear, especially like, you live and breathe midwifery too, even though you are a midwife advocate. I don't know how much you want to tell about your personal life, but you're having a baby soon and like you are picking a midwife and birth center. And so you love helping midwives just as much as you love being a client of a midwife.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so grateful because all these years working in the holistic health industry before I shifted more into business and finance, I've always had such a deep appreciation for doulas and midwives. And I never ventured into, I guess, that area. And I think that's an okay thing for me. But I've had a deep appreciation. And now being almost 37 weeks pregnant, I'm very grateful that I am able to have my baby at the only midwifery clinic in the state of South Dakota, which is an hour away from where I live. And it's very serendipitous having met you around this time as well too, because they are doing something very new and innovative. But at the same time, you know, I wish there were so many other clinics as well in the state. There needs to be more. And as I've talked women in South Dakota as well, the vast majority of them said, you know, I wish that was an option. I wish that was an option when I had my baby, whether it be 2 years ago, because this clinic hasn't been open very long, or 10 years ago, or they go, you know, I just wish I knew more about it. And so being able to live this now, but also be able to help midwives is just, it makes my heart very happy.
Well, and there's so many midwives that would love to open a birth center, would love to run their own business, but the business education lacking, it's not taught in school, it's taught hard knocks. There's a reason 90% of businesses close. It's not the business, it's the learning curve of the person. Yeah, and absolutely. Can you survive that? I mean, I've started lots of businesses and canceled some of them, reset, started over. It's the learning curve. And so you and I are trying to accelerate people's learning curves, giving them the cheat sheet version we wish both of us would have had to starting a business. So yeah, I want to see lots of birth centers, lots of midwives, lots of private practices so we can serve more people. And you have to have business and financial knowledge to be able to do that.
Absolutely. So well said.
So Mandy, some of the other questions I have, this is a common one, not just you as a holistic financial planner, but who else is on your team? Because you're just as good in your business as the experts that are around you. Particularly, I know you have some amazing accountants and lawyers on your team. Can you tell about all the services you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm so grateful to have such an amazing team that we work with. Black Hills Financial Planning is a partner firm with Foundational Wealth Partners, co-founded by Frank Moyer, Kim Moyer, great people based out of Colorado. And through Foundational Wealth Partners, we have access to dozens of attorneys and CPAs all throughout the country. So just a really great referral network overall. And that also includes around 48 brokers now too, in health and property and casualty, auto, Medicaid, Medicare insurance as well too. And so there's just such a robust network that I have clients who will come to me, for instance, they say, you know, I want to pursue this different avenue of maybe paying off my house sooner, such as an all-in-one loan. And that's not something that I do, but I have a great network in South Dakota. I have some great referrals in Colorado and Oregon, Washington, like wherever our clients are, essentially, we have a great team. And the beautiful thing about how we work is just, you know, everyone is here to serve the client first and foremost. So we don't recommend people that we don't have some form of relationship with or really trust them. And I love it because there's been instances, for example, of like some of the chiropractors I work with locally, as they started to get their businesses turned around, asking for CPA recommendations. Well, even though they live in South Dakota, we connected them with an accountant who's fantastic out of Texas. And she has just done such a great job of cleaning up their business and helping them get on track. And they feel really empowered and they have positive cash flow now. And, you know, it just affirms that even though some of these folks too might be a bit more spread out, there is so much support. And really whatever business owners need, we're able to give them a pretty good recommendation, I think.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much value in referrals. There's so much value in like-minded individuals and that philosophy, because especially on accountants, I could go down the rabbit hole with you. Like, there's so many variations of styles of accountants. Some are really good at, and the average small business owner and midwife don't understand. Like, you hire an accountant and your bookkeeper, and I'm like, you can have an accountant that files your taxes, or you can have an accountant that actually helps you strategize and proactive. And so there's different layers. So people get overwhelmed about all that. So I love that you have great people on your team.
Yeah, well, that's a really good point too. And a lot of the folks that we recommend, they're clued into the different types of strategies that we teach as well too, which, as we were talking about before, have been used for decades, but most people just aren't aware of them. And I guess a few more people that we could refer as well too, is we work with a lot of real estate agents, mortgage brokers. We have folks in the precious metals side as well too, so they can broker some of those precious metals, even cryptocurrency. So it just have a really great network of people who are kind of tapped into what we teach and understand that there's a different way to think about money, have a more holistic perspective.
No, I think that's amazing. Because it can be so frustrating to be like, I just met with my business consultant and then the accountant says they did X, Y, Z and that's not legal. Like, we talk a lot about when they switch from an LLC to an S corporation, and it's that combo of earned income versus the dividends. And some people will just do a flat line because it's the easiest. And I'm like, no, there's actually a calculated algorithm. And so sometimes you don't want your business consultant giving different advice than your other experts on your team. You want everybody's similar philosophies and styles. So I think that's amazing. I am beyond excited, Mandy, about you joining. What are some other things that really you see as pain points with small business owners that you address pretty quickly, you focus on, that can pivot pretty quick their practice for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to working with small business owners, and that's just where my heart is, I love it so much because I grew up watching quite a few people in my family and friends network having their own small businesses. And then just as you mentioned, really struggling to keep them going because there were so many fundamental aspects that they were missing. So with a small business owner, first and foremost, I think it's important to have a good understanding of whether or not they track their money, right? So a lot of small business owners, and this gives me heartburn, but they don't have any form of tracking system, understanding what's coming in, what's going out, categorizing different aspects of that. And I think that's, you know, fundamental when it comes to just having, I always put like reading the pulse of the business essentially, which is vital to do on a regular basis. And so, and it's curious because a lot of these wonderful people, they don't take much of the consideration for their own personal finances either. So we kind of start with the fundamentals of really understanding like, okay, where are you at in your business? Are you using software to track anything or just spreadsheets or just exporting bank statements? And I think it's always really helpful.
Shoebox of receipts that you hope you don't have to look at later.
Definitely helped transition quite a few clients back to some just very, very basic accounting software they can do bookkeeping on and then export it, or have their accountant come in and kind of clean it up and export things and file their taxes. And that alone takes off so much stress for business owners just to have a system in place. And then once we're tracking everything, then we'll go through and really understand where are the biggest expenses coming from. You know, what are you spending most of your funds on? And then how does that compare to what you're bringing in on a monthly basis? Because again, most people just don't look at that. And you'd be surprised even with business owners, maybe not, how it's just kind of like that. of mind, you know, someday I'll kind of look at it. And so having a feel of the pulse, how the business is, getting some of the fundamentals in place is key. And then from there, just like you mentioned before, I think it's really important to understand how the primary business owners or the midwives, people coming in together on these different ventures, how are they spending their time? Because their time, once again, is the most valuable asset that they have. Are there different tasks that can be outsourced? You know, different people that could potentially fill in that they can delegate to, and then how do they want to organize that as well too? What sort of SOPs do they need to outline? And then from there, just, you know, becomes this whole running machine of building this thriving entity, as I'm sure you're familiar with, that can operate without them. And that just comes through planning and organization and really understanding what's coming in, what's going out, and then how do we prioritize that spending as well. Then from there, we'll start to dig into some of the nuts and bolts of, okay, now that we've helped you stop inefficiently spending money, you know, you're not hemorrhaging $500 to $1,500 a month on different expenses that could be better prioritized. How do we utilize
this? You signed up for a subscription you didn't know was going for the last 3 years. Like, yeah, those things.
Yeah, just all these things that people, they're just like, whoa, I had no idea I was spending money in all these different areas. The next exciting thing is to talk with them about, okay, how do we reutilize these funds, by investing in programs that are going to help them get further ahead, and also take into consideration their long-term goals. So we want their money, every single dollar, to do more than just one job. We don't want it to just sit in a bank account getting 0.25% simple interest, if that. We don't want them to just be spending it because it's there. So we want to help them put it into programs and solutions that are going to help them create legacy, protect their business assets, give them peace of mind in terms of growing at better rate, compounding growth, help them when it comes to any sort of emergency expenses, making sure they have access to it and aren't going to be penalized, such as if they put it into 401k or a different retirement account, or, you know.
Then you can't pull it out. Yeah, stuff that's more a little liquid, because especially small business owners, yes, you can have your emergency account, but you have to have much more versatile tools than the corporate world its employees do.
Absolutely. And so in addition to leveraging funds in those ways, we also want to put in a plan in place that's going to help build their retirements as well, because the majority of women business owners that I meet put themselves last, and they put themselves in compromised positions where, you know, maybe all of their retirement was under their former husband, and now they're 40, 50, 60, and they have nothing left either. So
yeah, a lot of people don't realize in the divorce, that doesn't usually get split. I hear that often with midwives. Midwives have a high divorce rate, and they think, oh, I don't have to save for retirement, and my husband's doing that for us, and then they're starting from square one. But that's the goods and bads of being a business owner, because you can tweak and you can make a lot more money than the average. Like, having a talk with someone at 50-year-old that's near retirement and wants to save is a very different conversation than a small business owner. They've just got so many other opportunities to grow that quickly in different ways.
Yeah, definitely. Well said. So I guess in a nutshell answer, you know, we definitely implement a focus on the foundational planning, but with a small business owner, it's really about implementing that education information after we kind of get things cleaned up and on a good page to move forward. Because if I was going to use a bad analogy here, but essentially, you know, we want a strong foundation to build off of so that we don't have to readdress that in the future. And that's essentially how I start working with some of the different small business owners that I consult with.
Well, and a lot of times, just giving analogies, like the example I give is like, you're trying to tell me how to paint level 4, but have you inspected your basement? It's got a big crack in it. You got mold. Like, I don't, like, we can paint after we get you a new foundation, we get you a new strength, because they don't even know these cracks are there because they went within their basement in 3 years and they don't know they had their friend go look at it versus an official inspector. So you and I are very good. We give visualizations. Like, you need to, that's the whole point of consultants and financial planners and experts, is we are looking at your life and strategies in a totally different angle, things you can't see and your friends can't see. And so I don't think it gets enough credit, just the education advocacy. And so, yeah, you and I love helping out midwives, alternative practitioners, to just find those cracks and fix them before they, now the water's leaking in and now it's a big problem that you can't do as much about.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's a perfectly illustrated when, you know, some of the clients are like, should I get new business cards? I'm like, business cards can wait. You know, we need to readdress how the machine is running, and then we rebrand and have all these processes in place. we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Similar. But I think part of it is too, because they're thinking of, well, this is something I know how to do. I can control. I can see this, versus they don't even know these other things are happening. Because if you explain it and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it put me at this risk. I do a lot of presentations across the country with risk reduction for midwives. And there's so many things we talk about that are so little that they don't even realize it's a risk until you bring it up in a certain angle. How you recruit your clients, how you market. There's risk to your time of you not having a good filtering system. If you take the wrong client and didn't risk someone out, there's financial risk, there's complaints, there's anxiety with you. I mean, it's not just about the money, it's your day-to-day operations. And I think that's how you approach it too with financial planning, is we want your style to come out. If you're a little more risky, if you like real estate, you like investments, you like XYZ, we're going to bring your personality into your plan versus this is what we do for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, just the importance of working with a consultant. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. So Mandy, how would they get a hold of you? I know a lot of great midwives are going to be reaching out to you and keeping you busy before this baby comes and try to let you behave on maternity leave, but how can they get a hold of you?
Got it. So our firm's website is blackhillsfinancialplanning.com, and you can just contact us through the contact form, or you can also email me at mandy@blackhillsfinancialplanning.com.
And also the contact things at the bottom too, people can see them.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's probably the easiest way. Then a lot of people ask too, you know, how much do you charge for these services? I'm 100% serious in that I don't charge anything for education, sitting down, going through illustrations, and really learning what's available to you and helping you better understand your money management practices. The only thing we charge for are our estate plans, and that's because we have four awesome attorneys that work full-time for our firm. We don't contract with them, they work for our firm, and they build these incredible plans that include revocable living trusts. And aside from that, you know, we're here to serve and make sure that people feel educated and empowered. Because at the end of the day, the more holistic healers we can help get more in control of their finances and build strong businesses that have a long lifespan, the more people who are going to be healed through these practices as well too. So that's the long-term goal.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know you and I are kind of working out with you joining the consulting team, because you are represented on our page. There's discovery calls, there's great resources. We envision every single one of our consulting clients will meet with Mandy at least once. And then if someone says, I really liked Mandy and her style, we would do some individualized business consulting packages. But for most of what we're going to do is just refer to Mandy and her wonderful services she has established, part of our consulting relationship, just so people don't get confused if they watch the video, like, Mandy's on Leslie's NBC website and she's got her own. We do this a lot with a lot of different companies where we join forces and make win-win situations for who we're serving. So yeah, you reach out directly to Mandy at Black Hills Financial and you do financial planning, it's completely with her. If you end up saying, hey, I want her for business consulting as a midwife, we make separate proposals based on the umbrella of midwifery business consultation. So she can help with both directions. I just wanted to make it clear because I think it gets confusing sometimes to people. Our goal is just to make win-win situations. She has a well-established, amazing practice, and we're now bringing her on to midwife consulting and business services to add to what we already have created. So thank you, Mandy, for joining our team.
Absolutely. And thanks for clarifying that as well, too. I didn't want to create any confusion, but yes,
we'll go through. Well, you and I are in the early stages of work in progress. I mean, we're about abundance and like-mindedness. And midwives are so sweet and kind because they're like, well, Leslie, I want to work with you, but I don't want to, like, we're not the scarcity mindset here. Nobody in my mind is competition. Like, we all have great things. We are doing a lot of our consulting packages now with a group approach. And there's so many experts and wonderful people on the team because, yeah, Mandy and I talk all the time about finances, but she has tapped into estate planning and all these tools, and I let my disability and life insurance lapse because I'm like, I will just refer to people, I can teach you, and then she can implement it. So there's great things being part of this team, and I'm very excited for what Mandy is offering. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.